One of the great things that she did there was to install a flag outside the building. When you walk through Venice, you often see old flags outside palazzos. But in this case, you saw a flag that was drenched in the blood of drug war people in Mexico. It was a very powerful reminder of exactly what was going on in Mexico and what people were being persuaded not to talk about, but it was impossible to talk about anything else. I remember going to the opening of that pavilion and there was a rainstorm, and I realized that the rain was washing the blood from the flag into the canals, and that in some way the blood of these Mexican drug dealers was flowing through the canals of Venice, and realizing at that point that that's what Teresa Margolis wanted to do. Instead of separating out the art world from a world of crisis, she wanted to actually let that world of crisis seep into the art world that was Venice during the biennial.